Blog Talk Radio.
Rev, Rev Tov, Chavarim, Chavarim, how you keeping, brothers and sisters? So here we're at the fifth day of the Shabbat right here, Rastafari, Upper Room Thursdays. Yeah, here Thursdays on the Inn and the Irish Tridom with the Patriarchs going higher and
when they would come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Right here in theme with this seventh sabbatical study by Yitzhay, and he went forward, Yaakov, triding with the patriarchs. Here we have Nazio Fontaine. We are triding, Ainayade, forward.
We try to hide the Ethiopia.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Because they're
Twinkle Brothers, Twinkle Brothers, faith can move mountains. Here, upper room of Zion, here on the end and the iris. So here the evening song, we shared it, you know, just an inspiration on the first light, you know, evening podcast. But here's the evening song here for the fifth day, song 81.
Boko Yom Hamishi, it is the fifth day of the week. And we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81. And again, it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin.
Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe alef lam natseyah al hagittit le'asav.
Sing aloud unto God our strength. Our strength.
Uzenu, 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 uzenu. Harninu l'Elohim, uzenu, 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 uzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. God of Jacob. God of Jacob.
L'Elohe Yaakov. L'Elohe Yaakov. L'Elohe Yaakov. Hari'u l'Elohe Yaakov. L'Elohe Yaakov. L'Elohe Yaakov. L'Elohe Yaakov. L'Elohe Yaakov. L'Elohe Yaakov. L'Elohe Yaakov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own hearts' lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied, have satisfied, have satisfied, have satisfied, have satisfied, have satisfied.
And so here in Ivrit, in the Hebrew, in the Ivrit, right here, today's daily psalm, well, actually the evening psalm, the standing psalm, the evening psalm for the fifth day of the 7 days of the Shavuah. Here we have Psalm 81, but today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the Aras, the Farai order of Ethiopian Hebrews, we have Psalm 37 coming forward. But here in the Hebrew, as is seen right here, Lehitorer Yisrael, to wake up Yisrael, evening psalm chanted in the Hebrew. Double I.
Boko Yom Hamishi, it is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81, and again it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin. Ram Nazeha, Al Hagetit, La Asaf, Hanimu, Lelohim, Uze. Haru l'Elohe Yaakov. Su The Noir, Utneto, Kino, Naim, El Naveo. Tiku, Vahoe, Shofa, Bakose, Reyo, Hage. Ki, Hof, La Yisrael, Ku, Mishpot, Lelohe, Yaakov. Edut, Bihoso, Sam, Bezit. Alweet, Mizraim, Sofat, Lo, Yadati, Eshma. Hasivoki, Misavev, Shiku, Kape, Midu, Tavona. Bazara, Kalata, Vahalve, Inu, Vasutra, Vaam, Echan, Alme, Mbiva, Sela. Shema, Ame, Veeda, Ba, Yivere, Im, Tishmale, Logile, Vu, El, Za, Dilo, Tishkahave, Leel, Neha. Anoke, Yahava, Elohe, Hamaal, Me'ewe, Midrayim, Hachetse, Va'amale. Veloshama, Ami, Lakole, Vinizeyev, Lo'avale. Eva Asharche, Bishweli, Leba, Yaku, Bimboa Zote. Nu, Ame, Shomea, Li, Israel, Birwake, Yahaleko. Kimat, Oeve, Apnea, Val, Zore, Ashiv, Yadik. Mazane, Yahava, Yaka Hashulo, Vihe, Ita, Loyam. Vaya Akile, Nehale, Heta, Umizu, Devash, Asbeo.
Yes, man of Jah, Rastafari, English Hebrew wise, right here, you're here, digging up again.
Mizmor pe alef lam natseya hal hagittit le asav.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
Uzenu, 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 uzenu. Harninu lelohim uzenu, 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 uzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee, O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. With honey out of the rock should I have satisfied,
מזמור פא למנצח על הגבירתית לאסף. הרנינו לאלוהים עוזנו, הריעו לאלוהי יעקב. שאו זמרה ותנו תוף, כינור נעים עם נבל. תקעו בחודש שופר, בכסה ליום חגנו. כי חוק לישראל הוא, משפט לאלוהי יעקב. עדות בהוסף סמו, בצאתו על ארץ מצרים, שפת לא ידעתי אשמע. הסירותי מצבל שכמו, כפיו מדוד תעבורנה. בצרה קראת ואכל לצקה, אענך בסתר רעם, אבחונך על מי מריבה סלע. שמע עמי ואעידה בך, ישראל אם תשמע לי, לא יהיה בך אל זר, ולא תשתחווה לאל נחר. אנוכי אדוני אלוהיך, המעלך מארץ מצרים, הרחב פיך ואמלאהו. ולא שמע עמי לקולי, וישראל לא אהבה לי. ואשלחהו בשרירות ליבם, ילכו במועצותיהם. לו עמי שומע לי, ישראל בדרכי יהלכו, כמעט אויביהם אכניע, ועל צריהם אשיב ידי. משנאי אדוני יכחשו לו, והיא איתם לעולם. ויאכילהו מחלב חיטה, ומצור דבש אסביעקס.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James, and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication, with the women, and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren.
In the Christian tradition, based on Acts 1:13, the upper room was said to be the site of the Last Supper, i.e., the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15 and Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1:13, located on Mount Zion, in the city of David, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Baruch Hu stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2:42, as it is written, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and breaking of bread, and in prayers. It was thus the first church of the Nazarene, our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church, Christian church, Christian church, Christian church.
Give thanks, Rastahar Ahad, right there, for the description for this upper room. What's the upper room all about?
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. Upper room. They went up into an upper room. Upper room. Upper room. Upper room. Upper room.
Here, upper room of Zion, Rastahar Ahad.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James, and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room of Zion, what they be on? Distinguishing the light seeker from the peon. Ra, say it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit and watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name. Ketamawi Halas Delati, the first will reign. The opener of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering. It's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating. Stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room. We meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. Upper room, upper room. They went up into an upper room. Upper room. Upper room. Upper room.
The upper room. The upper room.
Sabbatical study. This I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. 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 So here we're at the fifth day of the 7 days here for the upper room of Zion here, the Thursday podcast right here. Let's go over the fifth and the sixth aliyot right here, since we're looking forward to TJIF. Sixth day, Shabbat Eve, but here, upper room of Zion, Thursday.
Here, Shema Yisrael. Give ear, O Yisrael. Here. For the Chamishi, for the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, the fifth up offering here for this Shabbat Wayetze, Sabbath, and he went out, Sabbath, and he went forward. Here, picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, that's called Genesis, here in the Sefer Bereshit. Here in Genesis chapter 30, here at verse 28, for the Chamishi, for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading of offering for this Shabbat, Y-H-A. Y-Yomara, Nakva, Sikarka, Alai, W-A-Teina. And he said, Y-Yomara, appoint me, appoint I thy wages, and I will give it. Vayomar nakva, nakva, sikarka, sikarka, alai. We etana. Vayomar nakva, sikarka, alai. We etana. Appoint me, appoint I thy wages. Nakva, sikarka. And I will give it. Nakaba sakarka alai. With etaina. And he said to him, thou knowest how I have served thee, the eye, and how thy cattle was with me, with I, for it was little which thou hadst before I came, and it is now increased to a multitude, and Jehovah have blessed thee, I, since my coming. And now when shall I provide for mine own house also? And he said, what shall I give thee, the I? And Yaakov and Jacob said, thou shalt not give me anything. If thou wilt do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep thy flock. I will pass through all thy flock today, removing from thence from there all the speckled and spotted cattle, and all the brown cattle among the sheep, and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and of such shall be my hire. So shall my righteousness answer for me, answer for I, in time and I were to come. So shall my righteousness answer for me in time and I were to come, when it shall come for my hire before thy face. For everyone that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and brown among the sheep, that shall be counted stolen with me. So shall my righteousness with anata be sidakatiya biyoma mahar kia tabo ala sekari li faneka kola shera eyanenua nakod with alua ba zin with whom Wehuma Baka Sabin Ga Nuba Hua Iti. So shall my righteousness answer for me, answer for I in time and I were to come, when it shall come for my hire before thy face. Everyone that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and brown among the sheep, that shall be counted stolen with me, with I. And Laban said, behold, I would it might be according to thy word. And he removed that day the he-goats that were ring-straped and spotted, and all the she-goats that were speckled and spotted, and everyone that had some white in it, and all the brown among the sheep, and gave them into the hand of his sons. And he set 3 days' journey betwixt himself and Yaakov and Jacob. And Yaakov and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flocks. And Yaakov and Jacob took him rods of green poplar and of the hazel and chestnut tree, and peeled white streaks in them, and made the white appear which was in the rods. And he set the rods which he had peeled before the flocks in the gutters, in the watering troughs, when the flocks came to drink, that they should conceive when they came to drink. And the flocks conceived before the rods, and brought forth cattle, ring-straked, speckled, and spotted. And Jacob did separate the lambs, and set the faces of the flocks toward the ring-straked, and all the brown in the flock of Laban, of Laban. And he put his own flocks by themselves, and put them not to Laban, to Laban's cattle. And it came to pass, whensoever the stronger cattle did conceive, that Jacob laid the rods before the eyes of the cattle in the gutters, that they might conceive among the rods. But when the cattle were feeble, he put them not in. So the feebler were Laban's, and the stronger Jacob's. And the man increased exceedingly, and had much cattle, enough cattle, and maid servants, and men servants, and camels, and asses. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Gevir. First book of Moses, Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 31. And he heard the words of Laban, of Laban's son, saying, Yaakov have taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's hath he gotten all this glory. And he heard the words of Laban's and Laban's, Waishma'ah etta divreya b'neya Laban. And he heard the words of Laban, Laban's sons, Lamor, saying, Lakach Yaakov et kol asher le avinu hua meya esher le avinu asa et kol hakavod hazeh. Jacob, Yaakov, hath taken away all that was Avinu, I and I father's, and of that which was Avinu, I and I father's, hath he gotten all this wealth. And Yaakov and Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before. Vayaree Yaakov et pnei Laban, and Jacob beheld the countenance, the face of Laban, of Laban, vihneh. And behold, Einenu imo kitamola shilashom. And behold, it was not toward him as before time. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to Yaakov, and Jehovah said to Wayomer Yahuwah el Yaakov, Shub el Aretza Evoteka, return to the land of thy fathers, Ula Moladeteka, and to thy kindred, We Ehiyah Imak, and I will be with Ehiyah, and I will be Imak, and I will be with the and Yaakov sent and called Rachel and Leah, Rachel and Leah, to the field, to his flock, and said to them, I see your father's countenance, I see your father's face, that it is not toward me as before, but Elohim, but the Elohim, the true good, the true God of my father, hath been with me. Vayomer lahen ro'eh anoki et pnei adiyaken kia eyaneinu elaya kitamola shilashom ve'lohe adi haya imadi, but the Elohim of my father, Elohe Adi, hath been with me, haya imadi, and y'all know that with all my power, I have served your father. And your father hath deceived me and changed my wages 10 times. But Elohim, but the true good, the true God, but Elohim suffered him not to hurt me with law. Natano Elohim le hara'a imadi. And if he said thus, the speckled shall be thy wages, then all the cattle be speckled. And if he said thus, like this, the ringstraked shall be thy hire, then bear all the cattle ringstraked. Thus, like this, Elohim hath taken away the cattle of your father and given them to me and given them to I. And it came to pass at the time at the Iowa that the cattle conceived, that I lifted up mine eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which leaped upon the cattle were ring-straked, speckled, and grizzled. Parenthesis, the call back, the call forward, the call, the return call, the call back to Betel, verse 11. Vayomer Eli Malaka ha Elohim, and the angel Malak ha Elohim, the angel of the true good, the true God, ha Elohim, spake to I in a dream, Ba Chelom Yaakov Wa Omar Hineni, saying, Yaakov, Jacob. And I said, Wa Omar, Hineni, here am I. And he said, Lift up now thine eyes and see all the rams which leap upon the cattle are ring-straked, speckled, and grizzled. For I have seen all that Laban, that Laban, doeth to thee, I am I the true good, the true God of Bethel, of Bethel. Anoki Ha'el, Bethel. I, Anoki, the God, Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'el. Anoki Ha'el, the Ha'el, the true good, the true God of Bethel. Anoki Ha'el, Bethel. I be Ha'el of Bethel, of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillar, the stella, and where thou vowest the vow to me, to I. Now arise, get thee out from this land, and return to the land of thy kindred. The flight of Yaakov, the flight of Jacob. Verse 14. And Rachel, Leah, and Rachel, and Leah answered and said to him, is there yet any portion or inheritance for us, for I and I, in our father's bait, in our father's house? Are we, or I and I, not counted of him strangers? For he hath sold us, sold I and I, and have quite devoured also our money. For all the riches which Elohim, the true good, the true God, hath taken from Abinu, from I and I father, that is ours, I and I's, and our children's, and I and I children's. Now then, whatsoever Elohim, the true good, the true God, have said to thee, I, to thee, to thee, do, 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 to thee, do. We'ata kol asher amar Elohim aleka. Say, whatsoever now then, we'ata now then, kol asher amar Elohim, all that Elohim have said to aleka, to the eye, say, do. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear for the Sheshi, hear for the sixth Aliyah, the sixth up offering, the sixth reading, hear for this Shabbat, why it's a Sabbath, and he went out. Here picking up first book of Moses, Hebrew book, Genesis chapter 31, here at verse 17, for the Sheshi Aliyah. Wayakama Yaakov, Wayayisa Eta Banayo. We eta nashayo Allah Jacob rose up. Wayatam Yaakov. Then Jacob rose up and set his sons and his wives. Wayisa eta banayo. We eta nashayo upon camels. Al ha gemalim. Hagamalim, upon the camels. And he carried away all his cattle and all his goods which he had gotten, the cattle of his getting which he had gotten in Padan Aram, for to go to Yitzhak, to Isaac, his father, in the land of Canaan. And Laban and Laban went to shear his sheep. And Rachel had stolen the images. And Rachel had stolen the teraphim, called the images, the teraphim that were her father's. And Yaakov stole away unawares to Laban, Laban the Syrian, the Aramean, in that he told him not that he fled. So he fled with all that he had. And he rose up and passed over the river and set his face toward the Mount Gilead. And it was told Laban on the third day that Yaakov, that Jacob was fled. And he took his brethren with him and pursued after him 7 days' journey. And they overtook him in the Mount Gilead. And Elohim, the true good, the true God, and Elohim came to Laban, Laban the Syrian, the Aramean, in a dream by night, and said to him, take heed that thou speak not to Yaakov, to Jacob, either good or bad. Oyabo Elohim Laban ha Arami ba chlom ha laila vayomer lo. He shamar leka ten tidabira ima yaikoba mitoba adara. Then Laban, Laban, overtook Yaakov. Now Yaakov, Jacob, had pitched his tent in the mountain. Laban, Laban, with his brethren, pitched in the mount of Gilead. And Laban, Laban said to Yaakov, what hast thou done that thou hast stolen away unawares to me and carried away my daughters as captives taken with the sword? Wherefore didst thou flee away secretly and steal away from me and steal away from my, and didst not tell me that I might have sent thee away with mirth and with songs, with tabret and with harp, and hast not suffered me to kiss my sons and my daughters? Thou, I hast now done foolishly in so doing. It is in the power of my hand to do you hurt. Yesha le'el yadi. It is in the God's el of my hand. Yesha le'el yadi. It is in the el of yadi. It's in the power of my hand, the God of my hand, to do you hurt. But the Elohim of your father spake to I yesternight, saying, take thou heed that thou speak not to Yaakov, to Jacob, either I the good or bad. Yeshal el yadi ala esota imakem ra'a weloheya abikema emesh amar elaya lemora hishamer leka miyadaber im Yaakov amitob adara'a. And now, though thou wouldest needs be gone, because thou sore longest after thy father's bait, thy father's house, yet wherefore hast thou stolen my gods? Why have you stolen Elohai, my gods? And Yaakov answered and said to Laban, to Laban, because I was afraid, for I said, peradventure, perhaps, thou wouldest take by force thy daughters from me, with whomsoever thou findest thy Elohim, thy gods, let him not live. Before our brethren, discern thou what is thine with me, what is thine with I, and take it to thee I. For Yaakov, for Jacob knew not that Rachel, that Rachel, had stolen them. And Laban and Laban went to Yaakov's tent, and into Leah's tent, and into the two maidservants' tents. But he found them not. Then went he out of Leah's tent and entered into Rachel, into Rachel's tent. Now Rachel, Rachel, had taken the images, the teraphim, and put them in the camel's furniture and sat upon them. And Laban, Laban, searched all the tents, but found them not. And she said to her father, let it not displease my lord that I cannot rise up before thee, the eye, for the custom of woman is upon me. And he searched, but found not the images, but found not the teraphim. And Yaakov and Jacob was wroth, and chode with Laban, with Laban. And Yaakov answered and said to Laban, to Laban, what my trespass? What is my trespass? What is my sin that thou hast so hotly, hotly pursued after me? What? Why Yihar li Yaakov, and Jacob was wroth. Why Yareba bi Laban, and strove with Laban, and Yaakov, why Yana Yaakov answered. Why Yomera li Laban, and said to Laban, Ma Pishi, Pishi, Ma Pishi, Ma Pishi, what is my transgress? Ma chatati, ma chatati, ma pishti, pishti, ma chatati. What is my trespass? What is my sin? Kia dalakata acharai, that thou hast hotly, so hotly pursued after I. Whereas thou hast searched all my stuff, what hast thou found of all thy household stuff? set here before my brethren and thy brethren, that they may judge betwixt us both, betwixt I and I both. This 20 years, this 20 years have I, with the eye, thy ewes, the female sheep, thy ewes, and thy she-goats have not cast their young. And the rams of thy flock have I not eaten. That which was torn of beasts I brought not to thee. I bear the loss of it. Of my hand didst thou require it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. Thus I was in the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from mine eyes. Thus, like this, have I been 20 years in Beitikah, in the I-Bait, in the I-House. I serve thee 14 years for thy two daughters, and 6 years for thy cattle, and thou hast changed my wages 10 times. Except the Elohim of my father, the Elohim of Abraham, and the fear of Yitzhak had been with me. Surely thou hast sent me away now empty. Elohim hath seen mine affliction and the labor of my hands and rebuked thee. Lule, Eloheya Abi, Eloheya Abraham, Ua Fahad, Ufahad Yitzhaka, Haya Li, except the Elohim of my father, Eloheya Abi, the Elohim of Abraham, Eloheya Abraham, and the fear of Isaac, Ua Fahada Yitzhaka, had been on my side, Haya Li. Haya li ki ata rekam, ki ata rekam shelachetani eta anyi eta yigia kapay ra'a Elohim wa yokach amesh. Surely thou hast sent me away empty. Surely now hast thou would have sent me away empty. Elohim has seen. Elohim has seen mine affliction and the labor of my hand. Why yokach yigia kapai and gave judgment yesterday night. Why yokach
Amesh. You don't know who to trust. Your world
Behold a ladder, mutav, that was set, that was standing, arta, that was standing, mutav arta, that was set upon the arta, upon the earth. We rosho, or some say we rosho, but we say we rosho, and its head, its ras, the rosho, magia, ha shemaima. It didn't say shemaim, with a yod mim, chaverim. It says magia, ha shemaima. And it was the top of it, the rosho, the ras, rosho, reached to heaven. And behold, wehine malake Elohim olim veyoredim bo. And behold, the angels of Elohim. Right? Behold, the angels of Elohim. What were they doing? They were ascending. Right? Olim. Like the Aliyah, they were Olim. With your redeem. And were descending. Bow. Not bow, but bow. Bow. Right? Bow. Right? On him. So what about this ladder? What about Jacob's ladder? How does that connect with we are climbing Jacob's ladder? How are we climbing Jacob's ladder? And the significance of that word that we have as well, spoken by Adonai, Yeshua HaMoshiach. Yeshua Hanotri Rovenu, speaking those very words. We have that thinking, what is it, the gospel according to Johannes, John's gospel, right? Speaking about the angels ascending and descending, Now there's the two truths, you know, we spoke about this before, there's two truths. There's the outer, the Peshat, the plane, the natural type, which we look at first, you know, from the phi cycle, right, to the metaphy cycle, right, from the natural to the supernatural, from the earthly to the heavenly. Note that the ladder, the sulam in the Hebrew, the mesalal bamarinya, but here in the Hebrew, the sulam, it says, wehine sulam, mutzav aritza. Mutzav aritza. It was set upon the earth. It stood upon the earth. The ladder, it stood upon the earth. It was set up upon the earth. Now, when we now take it to the meta, more to the meta or the spiritual, psycho-spiritual, and looking at the seven bands of the prism. You know the prism, the spectrum, and the proper order of the rainbow. Right, the proper order. We're not going to somewhere over the rainbow. That's turning the rainbow upside down. Right, the turning of things upside down is despised. Right, by he who be, because confusion. But when we look at the spectrum and the colors in their proper order, right, in the righteous order, we have the red at that groundation. We have the red, the orange, the yellow, the green, the blue. You know what I mean? So we have those colors, the blue or daytime sky, right? The purplish, like the nighttime sky, you know, the purple, like the nighttime sky, right? Then we have that sort of fuchsia color, right, at that top, at that heavenly. We call that in Amharic, wine bewuha, like water, like when you have red wine and you add a little bit of water, like what Kedusa Paolo says, adding a little bit of water, you know, with the wine, you know, just a little bit of water. We've had that in the gospel. But what happens to the color, that particular color rated, that's that fuchsia color, that is that seventh color. But what we have there as well, and you can check this out at the Rastafari Foundation, I'm going to have to pick up a copy of that right here so we can follow up with another vid and just continue to kind of connect that right there with the seven, you can say those seven rings or rungs of the ladder. So as we mentioned, you have red. Because of red, the Adama. What's the Adama? The Adama, right? The Adama, we have Adam. Then even by permutation, we have Edom, red, ruddy, red. The red, rich soil. That red, ruddy, rich soil. You can even see this even in this icon, this eye trait right here as well. The red, rich soil, right? That ruddy earth. You see it around the world. You see it in different places. So that's facts, right? It says that Adam was created even by virtue of his name. So we have that red is that groundation, right? So we have these colors correspond, right, in the mystery school of the King of Kings Christ to order, will, wisdom, righteousness, love, patience, mercy. These seven from the groundation is order. Order. Second is will. Third is wisdom. Fourth is righteousness. See, this corresponds with those four
colors that is found on the banner of salvation. Yahuwah Nisi, Jehovah Nisi, my banner. Gziavia Alamayin. So we have order, will, wisdom, righteousness corresponding to the red, orange, yellow, and green. Order. Order. That's what it says. Order, order, order in the court. The order. Right? After the order of Malachiasedek. Melchizedek. So order, that's the key right there, that order, and that corresponds with Torah, with the orit, the Torah, right? Then we have the orange, right? Almost like the infrared, and we can look at the radio waves, the red, and then the infrared waves, the orange, and then the visible light, which is the yellow, then the green, right, which is the heaven, at the heavenly point, or at the uppermost point of the banner, of the flag. All right, so we talk about which way the proper colors are, you know. Well, according to the testimony of His Divine Majesty, according to the testimony of our Judeo-Christian covenant way, we know that it's green, yellow, and red coming from heaven to earth. In other words, in descending from heaven to earth, the colors, the order of the colors is green, yellow, and red. But the orange is there too because we have the Arma. We have Yehuda Mo Anbesta. So when we're looking at those colors there and we compare that with the teaching of His Majesty and then the science, we're talking about real science, the Da'at, right? The Ilket, the Gnosis, the knowledge. So you're talking about Jacob's ladder. Remember, he came from the well. Get that right there, the well of the seventh. He reaches a certain spot, right? Takes a stone, right, for his pillow. He lays down there to go to sleep. And he has a dream, and he dreams of a what? A ladder. Right, a ladder that's set on the earth and whose top, Rosho, as it says, with Rosho, Magia, Magia, Hashemaima, Hashemaima. Now note that Shemaima is related to Shemaim, but they are different. How is Shemaima different than Shemaim? Well, in the same way that Mitzraima is different than Mitzrayim. So we're going to touch on that. One is more of a singular sense, and the other is more of a dual sense. Mitzrayim, dual sense for the Egypt, upper and lower Egypt. And then we have Shemayim, right, for the heavens in the dual, right, at least two or more sense. But here we have Hashemayimah, Hashemayimah, to heaven, to the heaven, right? In other words, to say the true heaven, right? And behold, the angels of Elohim ascending and descending on it. And behold, behold, Wehine Yahuwah Nitzab, Alayo, Alayo, Alayo. And behold, he who be who he be, stood, it said beside, right, stood beside him, right, or stood beside it, stood beside him. Now we're looking at the Chumash here. Let's look at the KJV, what it says, and behold, stood above it. So now in the KJV it says that, and Yod-Heh Wehe Yahweh, and Adonai stood above it and said, I am Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, the Elohei of Abraham, thy father, and the Elohei and the Elohim of Yitzhak, the land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And you say that, well, race is not in the Bible. You know, people say that. Well, that's true in the context from a Western Gentile state of mind, but that's not our fault, all this race and racial talk. You have to look at the times of the Gentiles, and the Gentiles are to blame for that one right there. Because we live in the times of the Gentiles, the Goyim, the nations, particularly those ruling nations, the Anglo-American nation, the Anglo-American Empire, Mother Ucker, Mother England, Britannia, the UK, the Ucker, right, and her daughter. Right? This is exactly what the prophecy says, what the prophecy says concerning these latter days and times. But when it says seed, right, it's important for you to understand that seed, the word seed is the true word for race, quote, end quote, within the Bible. Probably going to do a little vlog on that just to bring it out, just so that one can understand. Now, that's not what you have been led to believe, right, in the world, flesh, and counterfeit Christianities, but it's the truth. Ye shall know the truth. So get to know that for yourself and be free, right? So here we have Genesis 28 and 14, and going on, and thy seed or thy race, remember this is told to the patriarch. The patriarch is being told all of this in a dream, right? And thy seed, thy race, shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. There we have the sign of the cross. See that sign? There's that sign, the sign of the cross, the cardinal points, right? And we say the cross is in the true cross, right? The true cross. And in thee, and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So
To whom more is given, more is required. Ain't that true, right? And behold, right, I am with thee. So he will he be. Hashem said to Abinu Yaakov that I will be with thee. I am with thee and will keep thee in all places, like keep thee in everything and everywhere whither thou goest, and will bring thee again to this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee I of. Now, it's interesting because Yaakov, Jacob, he, the disciples, brothers and sisters, you'll recognize this. Others might just be maybe hearing this or, you know, as they might just check out certain videos and not studying for themselves, but just for those who, for all of us right here, that recall what just happened previous to this concerning the birthright, right? You know, the soul birthright, right? And the controversy concerning the baraka, the blessing. Right, but note this here: how he will be, the Almighty, and say, "Why did you take steal from Esau?" No, because that's the way it was supposed to be. So Rebecca did a good thing. If you hear one talking about woo, Rebecca, she tricked, you know, she made Jacob trick her husband. All of these, they don't have the spirit of truth. Those who speak like that, maybe they are believing what other people, you know, have been preaching. That's happened to some of us before we start to study and pray for the Holy Spirit, the Ila Ira, to guide I and I. So sometimes, you know, you're regurgitating what others have said. You know what I mean? Even when we are speaking these things, go look it up. See it for yourself. Get to know it for yourself. If it's not so, then speak up. You know, then speak up. Open rebuke is better than secret love. Right? But don't be one of these ones who are or not born again, who are children of the lie, who still have the anger and the, you know, just a head knowledge on them. You know, they're throwing out stuff, but they don't really have, they're not born again. That's the key right there. Right? It's not just about intellectual knowledge or blah, 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 blah. But the intellect does have a role and a responsibility. That's why the Almighty give it to it, right? To be used in his way, right? Truth and life, and not to go zigzag astray. So Jacob, Yaakov, awakened. He awaked out of his sleep. When will black Jacob wake up? Give thanks, heal up thine eye, brother. Ross Faith, Ross Simon Faith. Check out that tune, brothers and sisters. I hope these tunes are circulating and ones are sharing. You know, the co-laborers works. You know, check us out at RastafariGroundation.org. Yes, sir, but give thanks to that tune. Wake up, Jacob. Right? Also, Emerald, right? Sahar, Ahad as well. You know what I mean? The sound system as well. Wake up, Jacob. And all the other ones amongst the brothers and sisters near and far that will be inspired. We are to be inspired. There's so much inspirational words in Jawar when you have the spirit, right? And the right mind and heart to receive. So Jacob awaked out of sleep, and he said, surely, Yod Hey Wehey. Some would say Yod Hey Wehey, right? Or we could say, Yemen, hoy, Yahweh, hoy, but the YHWH, Yahweh. He says, surely, Yahweh, surely he who be, we be, is in this place, this Makom, this spot, and I knew it not. That's powerful right there, brothers and sisters. He says, surely he who be, we be, is in this spot, and I didn't even know it. He was ignorant of that fact, that he who be, we be, was in this spot. He just stopped here because, like, he's trying to, think about this, Jacob is trotting all alone. You talk about trotting alone. He's not alone in that sense, but no one else is accompanying him. It's not like the case of with his father, right? His grandfather, Abraham, sent a faithful servant. Some think it's Eliezer, but it doesn't say so in the text, but you could think so. It could be. But he sends a servant to get a wife, and he has to go and get his own, right? Because this whole incident with his brother, right? His brother. Wake up, Jacob, Jacob.
Wake up. Well, Emmanuel, my side, yeah, Rastafari. So we tell you, see that Jacob, we wake up, because we're stepping out of Babylon. You see me? Wake up, Jacob. Tell them, say, we a cup. Me open my mouth, you speak out your words. Me just the tool, you do the work. You bless me every time when them try to curse. In everything, better put Jack first. Standing on the rock of salvation. Choose a right, me shield and buckler, and I'll go get the heart of thunder. Half a righteousness, me hunger. Tell me who rule the thunder. Many are called, but chosen are few. Tryna disappoint when the Father call you. Now me chatting with the Lion of Judah. Break every chain and a righteous recruiter. Favorite by the heavens, I'm a favorite number 7. From wickedness me flee, now me spiritually free. Heal the man with the key, yo. Wake up, Jacob. Tell him, say wake up, Jacob. Tell him, say seed of Jacob. Wake up, Jacob. Tell him, say wake up, Jacob, yo. Sabbath day we fi keep, vegetable we fi eat, we fi study, we fi see, Jah the shepherd with the sheep. Now I'm bold to no beast, put the wicked on the feet. Get up, stand up, set yourself right in the almighty sight. Why the wicked tremble when the lightning strike? Pull up our intellect because Rasta no fight. Only spiritual war, whether near, whether far. With the bowl and the bone, with the strength and the power from above. Living the script of the Father, a judge. Yeah, we stepping out of Babylon, wings like a dove. Sleep I must awaken, now you feel you eat your bacon. No weapon farm shall prosper against this ancient Naya Bingi. 70s Rasta, we no imposter, no Iscariots. Holy faith to the gate, no waste out your days. A Jah a the judge by your hands in repair when the saints them gathered. Oh what a day, yo, wake up, Jacob. Tell them say wake up, Jacob. Tell them say wake up, Jacob. Wake up, wake up. Why the wicked rage and the people imagine of being things? Judgment better than ever, cause the wicked get in the back, cause life them no treasure. Oh what a day, what a time, when the son of man shall arise. Judgment set, all books open, execute the judgment, no time for joking. Obediency, seek the water from the fountain. Rooted and grounded, just set high apart. Cannot be founded, worldwide crisis. They don't know who crisis, the body is the church. And not the building, the falling state of heart and mind. Babylon never rise. Time to pay the price, rise against the Father. Can't cry peace, all the evil get delete. Yo, wake up, Jacob. Tell them, say wake up, Jacob. Tell them, say seed of Jacob. Wake up, Jacob, wake up. Come and say Jacob, wake up, wake up. Unite or die.
Yes, I, Ross Simon Faith, right there, wake up, Jacob, and here, Emerald Music, INC, hail up, Ross Sahar Ahad, right here, wake up, Jacob.
Every day is a struggle, man, I'm just trying to cope. This is the only way to survive here is pushing dope. If there's another way out, man, I gotta know. Instead of lying 6 feet deep or playing dominoes in the jail cell, just deny bail. Looking around me and it seems to be hell. I got mad dreams, but it ain't looking well. I'm just trying to excel, trying to propel my situation to perplex. I'm trying to inhale the Bible. I heard they say it was important for survival. Even got a couple that turned from friends to rivals. Let me get the sword, not the rifle. Even though they spiteful, I should just let me fall back. Now I'm speaking righteous. I'm speaking to the generation right behind us. I'm trying to wake up. All the sons of Jacob,
wake up.
The
etymology of the words of the scripture. The Holy Spirit came to me and revealed the scripture. Yahushua sent them, now I'm with them. That's how I got wisdom of the system of the belly of the beast. Prisons come out of the east. The deadly wound was healed on the head of the beast. Yeah. What is my situation in these days of revelation? I'm not gonna sit by and let the evil do control my nation. Take a little bit of time to find out all about our compensation. Take a little bit of time to find out all about our reparations. Take a little bit of time to find out all about our Hebrew nation. No, I'm not gonna sit by patiently and accept our restoration. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Protected the Lord, Shimon Gideon, come. Don't stand up in the way of the sinners. Don't stand up in the way of the
wake up, Jacob. Yes, Ra Sahara Had, Emma Music INC. Here just to bring out some Rhema tunes, a theme right here, because Yaakov, Abino Jacob, he has a dream. Here we have more dreams in these Torah reading and feedings here at a time in the season where there's more dreams at this time of shorter days and longer nights. One more Rhema tune right here. Holly Jesus here with Africa Must Wake Up. Yes,
for the restoration of Jacob, that shall build the overburden of Israel. Arise, let us go to Zion. From England, Jamaica, America, Africans held captive. We come weeping with supplication to Xavier for freedom. That is our father because we are Israel's firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, all nations. God has scattered Israel and gathered them like a shepherd. The Lord has redeemed Jacob from a hand that is stronger. In my towns and a mountain, cause Jah has given me food, my soul's a water garden. I cry no more. In Ethiopia I'm happier than before.
Refrain yourself from weeping, your work shall be rewarded.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up for the restoration of Jacob. Yaakov, right there. We have Haile Jesus, yes I, with Africa Must Wake Up for the restoration of Jacob, Black Jacob. So here we have to wake up too, Black man. And once again, the waters is a project. Black man, take sail. We got to take sail and support those who are taking sail again to conquer the waters. They say most of the earthly plane is water. We say ancient African, ancient Black man, ancient Ethiopian, Tobian, you know, circumnavigated this earthly plane and the water. So what happened? You know what happened? So here, want the ones to check out the YouTube channel / repatriation spelled REPATRIATION. Also Haile Jesus 778 on the TikTok. Got a Patreon on the boats and the shipping and sailing, Black man sailing. You scared? Are you scared? Are you scared of the waters? Let's support those who can teach I and I what we lost and what we have to claim again. You know, Black sailing to Africa, right? We call this right here Black sailing to Africa. More on this particular theme, Chabarim, teaching the Black youth sailing, teaching I and I youth sailing again and to conquer the waters, conquer that Canaanite curse. You know, that Canaanite curse. They're not Canaanites, but they put the curse of Canaan on Yisrael, you know, on the seed, right? The Camo Semitic seed. They put that curse on I. I'd like to share just a little more right here, you know, on this particular theme. Love that tune right there. Wake up, Jacob. You know, Africa must wake up for the restoration of Jacob. So on the Patreon page, check out Vessel R7. If you know what it means, Chabarim, R7, Vessel R7. Going to do some more promos on, you know, why conquering, you know, the waters is so very important, right, to the Black sons and daughters. You know, overcoming that 400-year programming, you know, and once again, learning to sail and ruling this earth righteously, you know, bringing heaven, you know, from the higher seas right down to these seven seas right here. A little bit more on how we can support, and we got to support one another. You know, even support this ministry, whether it's a $5 or $1 a month or $5 a month. Also others, you know, so that we can even support one another, you know, become self-sufficient in travel, self-sufficient, you know, truly be free. You know, it's a promotional for everyone and especially for Black people, right? Because many Black people are having problems with this ocean, with this sea. You know what I mean? Just looking out over the horizon, talking about the horizon. Well, you know, we know there's old Black people didn't have a problem with the waters, you know, so sons and daughters that support Haile Jesus and the program and the project, you know, that's ongoing, you know, to sail the seas, Black sailing of the seas, you know, even the seven seas, you know, as well as teaching the youth about sailing and conquering, you know, conquering this slavish fear, right, of the waters. One more tune right here, Juliet Marley, Juju. Then we're going to ride up with Psalm 37, repatriation song, you know, migration song, coming forward, forward, forward.
Can't find no peace of mind. before we slip through. We don't know by now. Tell you my friend, we'll never know. If you stand subdued, tell me now, would you go back? The game was set to lose. Got to play the winning jack. Lust of life is greed. It's churning poverty. Open up your eyes and you will see. 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 Open up your eyes and you will see.
Once you woke, get up, get up, get up. Africa must wake up, wake up, wake up.
Morning to you, man. Morning to your love. Africa must wake up, sleeping sons of Jacob. But what tomorrow may bring, may a better day come. This a day we working. Can you tell me, young ones, who are we today? Yeah, now. Well, Africa must wake up, the sleeping sons of Jacob. But what tomorrow may bring, may a better day come. This a day we working. Can you tell me, young ones, who are we today?
The black oasis, ancient Africa, the sacred. Awaken the sleeping giant. Science, art is your creation. I dreamt that we could visit old Kemet. Your history is too complex and rigid for some Western critics. They want the whole subject diminished. But Africa's the origin of all the world's religions. We praise bridges that carried us over the battlefronts of Sudanic soldiers. The task put before us.
You hear me out. Africa must wake up, sleeping sons of Jacob. But what tomorrow may bring, may a better day come. This a day we working. Can you tell me, young ones, who are we today? Yeah, now. Well, Africa must wake up, sleeping sons of Jacob. But what tomorrow may bring, may a better day come. This a day we working. Can you tell me, young ones, who are we today?
Who are we today? The slums, diseases, AIDS. We need that all to fade. We cannot be afraid. So who are we today? We are the morning after. The makeshift youth, the slave ship captured. Our diaspora is the final chapter. The ancestral lineage built pyramids. America's first immigrant. The king's son and daughters from our waters. The first architect, the first philosophers, astronomers, the first prophets and the doctors with us.
Hey, now can we all breathe? Each in his own way, teaching and learning, we can work it out. We love a warm bed, we love some warm bread and shelter from the storm dread, and we can work it out. Mother Nature feeds all,
informing Anjo, tell those selfish in ways not to share us out. What's a tree without root? Lion without tooth? Lie without truth? You hear me out? Africa must wake up, you sleeping sons of Jacob. For what tomorrow may bring, may a better day come. Yesterday we working. Can you tell me, young ones, who are we today? Yeah, Lord. Well, Africa must wake up, you sleeping sons of Jacob. For what tomorrow may bring, may some more love come. Yesterday we working. I tell you, young blood, this world is yours today.
Yo, daddy, why ye? Nama te tire. O ninki torte bisa, wa dinke ti ire. O tamma kila teso, wa dinke tu she. O ta ad ninki tam ai, wa dinke tu he. Yo, daddy, why ye? Nama te tire. O ninki torte bisa, wa dinke ti ire. O tamma kila teso, wa dinke tu she. O ta ad ninki tam ai, wa dinke tu he.
Chesedek. We have a psalm. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, is Psalm 37. Today's daily psalm is Mor Lamed Zain. Lamed Zain, Lamed Zain. Psalm XXXVII, a psalm of David, Lidawi. Alatitachar Bamiraim. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, Meraim, Meraim. Neither be thou envious, Alatikane, against them that walk, that work unrighteousness, Be'osei Avla, the Ose Avla, the Ose Aula, those who work, those who practice bringing out the sins, they who work it are those like habitual practitioners of unrighteousness. He with a fret not thyself, ala titahar, in the Hebrew, ala titahar, fret not thyself, ba miraim, because of or against, on, because of evildoers, neither be thou envious, ala tikane, bi ose aula. Don't be envious against them that work unrighteousness. Today's daily psalm concerns a problem. Some say, Chigayelem, gin, but Chigayale. There is a problem. This problem, the problem of evil. This psalm, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Zayin, Psalm 37, Psalm XXXVII, should be read in connection with LXXIII. With Psalm 73 and the book of Eob and the book of Job. So Psalm 73, the book of Job, should be read in connection with today's daily psalm, Psalm 37, Mizmor Lamed Zayin. It is concerned with the perplexing thoughts aroused by the ascendancy, the rising up, the ascendancy of the wicked, of the ratchet, and the seeming, what seems to be, it says things that seem to be are not always as they be, but seeing the seeming triumph of evil, what seems to be the triumph of evil. The poet here it says, Lid Dawid of David. The poet here does not go deeply into the question. He and I is satisfied to take counsel of trust in the truest and the truth of the King of Kings Christ in his own time, in his own Iowa, Ha'el, Ha'el, right? The almighty power, the power, Ha'el, Ha'el punishes the wicked, the ratchet, and rewards the just. So in his own time, the almighty, El Elyon, the Almighty, the Most High, he punishes the wicked and rewards the just, the righteous. Now, in structure, looking at it from the Hebrew degree, though we're going to write it with a royal Amharic right here, momentarily, but in structure from the groundation, the Meseretawi Kwankwa, as His Majesty Karmawi Negusinagesh Karmawi Halasalasi says, the Meseretawi, foundational, Meseretawi Kwankwa. Right. In structure, the composition is based upon an alphabetical acrostic. That means that when you study the psalm, you can see that it goes according to the Hebrew alphabet, like in order according to the Hebrew alphabet, or it follows very closely. There's some psalms that every verse or several verses, you know, begin with the Abu Gida, speaking Ethiopically of the Hebrew, of the Israelite foundation, the Abu Gida, like with the Hebrew Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Dalet, the Abu Gida, He Wazol, the same order right there. So as you study the verses in the Hebrew, you'll see that the verses begin off as though it's going through the Hebrew alphabet, you know, either every verse or every couple of verses, depends on which sort of psalm. So psalms that are alphabetical acrostics are linked with the 2-2, the 2-2 of the Hebrew Aleph Beit. So in structure, Mizmor Lamed Zayin, Psalm 37, is composed, right, and its composition is based upon the Hebrew alphabetical acrostic. As you say in the times of the Gentiles, you know, when they say Alpha and Omega, but originally, before it was Alpha and Omega, it was Aleph Tau, Aleph Tav, Aleph Tau. Right, the A to T, or the beginning and the end of the Hebrew alphabet, the 2-2. Except in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Zayin, there's omission of one letter, and the letter that's omitted is the ayin, and it corresponds in its Hebrew, we could say, in its Hebrew pictographic form, right, or according to the Hebrew alphabet, the ayin, even as a word in Hebrew, that means the eye, the ayin, it's the eye, right, corresponds with the I, but that letter, the I, is omitted. Now, each letter usually in today's daily psalm it introduces two, right, usually, not always in today's psalm, but usually introduces two verses. For example, we have the superscription of David. The a psalm is italicized, and that means it's not there in the Hebrew. What's in the Hebrew is Lid David of David. For example, we have the Aleph, right? The Aleph. We have Al Titahar in the first part of verse 1. Aleph, Ah. Al Titahar. Fret not the I self. In the next verse, Al Tikane. And don't be kana, don't be envious. Interesting, we have to go to like the third, like skip over a verse, right, where it says, trust in Yahuwah. There we have the bait. Betach by Yahuwah. Trust, have confidence, evidence in he who he be. Then we skip a couple of verses to the fifth verse. Then we have right here gol al Yahuwah darkeka, commit thy derek here, darkeka, commit thy derek to he who be who he be. Gol al Yahuwah darkeka. You know, so there we have the Aleph, the Beit. So the Aleph in the first verse, the Beit, the B, right? Abu, Be, B, right? In the third verse, and then we get to the Gi, Ga, Ge. We have Gol, right? In the fifth verse, Abu, Gi, Da, right? Abu, Gi, Da. And the Da now, we go to the seventh verse, so roughly every two verses, just to give ones a sample right here, where it reads in the English, resign thyself to Yahuwah. Dom la Yahuwah. Dom. Interesting. Dom, right? We're reading from the Hebrew here, so it might be a little different than the KJV, but actually bringing out the sense of be silent. Dom, dum, dumia, dum, right? Be silent. Dom, right? This is explained by fret not thyself. Remain calm, right, in thy trust, in thy truth, in thy credit, in he who be who he be. Then when we get to the eighth verse, we have the Abu Gida, right, hey, the he, right? Here we have the fifth letter of the Hebrew, Aleph Beit. In the eighth verse, here it says, cease from anger, haref, me'af, haref, cease. May from us, from anger, haref may us. And then we can go through it, you know, in those verses right there. But first things first, look at the time right here. Let's go through a plane here, give ear here, the KJV. Then we'd like to share a Sister Sojourner tune, right, coming forward after this right here. It's on the rhythm. I think Shanese Records, Hail Up Shanese Records. Hopefully I'm pronouncing thy name correctly. They did the whole Psalm 37. So look up like Psalm 37 Reggae. You know, if you look up Psalm 37 Reggae, reggae, it should come up. You know, you'll see some of the artists or listen to some of the tunes. But particularly, we have Sister Sojourner. In fact, let's go with Sojourner right now. Let's begin with Sojourner Truths. Right, she brings out the truth right here of today's daily psalm. Call this a repatriation psalm too, as well. Remember the late Thicker Selassie, Dr. Gladstone Robinson, you know, yes, of the Ethiopian World Federation, you know, Shashamani Land Grant Administrator from back in 1967. Yes, so here, stand this psalm, Sister Sojourner, with understand this song. Psalm 37, that's on the Psalm 37 rhythm. Yeah, look up Psalm 37 rhythm, like on the YouTube. You'll come across some of the tunes right there. Hopefully this tune by Sister Sojourner. Understand this, D-I-S, this Psalm 37 rhythm. Hebrew reggae music. Hear. Shema Yisrael.
struggling at the condition of poverty and slavery. Based on jacked up mentality. Blind eyes can't see, no. Blind eyes don't see. We find it in a Genesis. Make me try back and try to understand it. A man named Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, him did have 12 sons with enough children. 70 souls was all of them. Gone down in Egypt, they multiply. Word of the Most High, food I never lie. After much time, remember them. Moses done this, so he deliver them. There was only one problem. The only one problem. Israel loved them idolatry, them captivity, them poverty and harlotry. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? The family is my ass. Cause we really want to understand why. Why do the people perish? Do you understand? Go up on your knees and ask the Most High if you really want to understand why. When them walk out, them was ungrateful. When them walk out, them was unfaithful. Made a covenant, them never really keep it. Said the words, but them never really mean it. Mount Sinai was not a secret. 10 words, glory, we did see it. What's wrong with Israel? What's wrong with Israel? Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? The family needs to ask the Most High, cause we really want to understand why. Them coulda never touch the one who the Most High appointed. How we fall from grace, we told you this. No attempt to turn back and win the race. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? The family needs to ask the Most High, cause we really want to understand why.
Understand this psalm right here, here, here. Understand this psalm. So, Jonah, why do the people perish? There's only one problem. Yes, one problem. Heal up right here. See on the 8, the 385 area code. There's one we have a hands up right here, here. We have a little order to keep right here, but there's just a question. And you'll try to follow up soon, soon, soon. Drop something. Maybe if you're on the Rastafari Israelites, try to heal you up in the back channel, but don't want you to miss this right here. Dub Wise right here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 37. Yes, I, Rastafari, I.
Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord, and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, and to smoke shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil, and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous, and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord, and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together, the end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord, he is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. 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 They trust in him.
Yes, yes, yes. elect of Joliath of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Arabic, Tamarians, learn them languages there, learn the Hamaric language, you see?
You see the English language,
the English language.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Sirach. Sirach. The prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach. The prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things, the same things, the same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them. And intonation. So here in the HSV, Haile Selassie version, side by side with the KJV, we ride up. Mesma'ab, Wulit, Memphis Kedus, Mezmore Dawit, Selassa Sabat, Yedawita, Mezmor, Salanta Tenai Sterling. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, from the Metzhaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of Girmawi, Haile Selassie, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. In the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, the HSC, Haile Selassie version, we have Mezmore Dawit, Mezmore Selassie Sabat, Psalm 37. Ye Dawit Mezmor, Psalm of David of the Well-Beloved. Ye Tzadkuna, Ye Kufuwa Yuta Fanta. The lot, right, of the righteous and the wicked. The lot of the righteous and the wicked. This psalm is themed in the Sefer Tehillim as the problem of evil. The problem of evil. It also carries the theme and the idea of the security of those who trust in He who be who He be, the Tzadku, yes, Tzadkuna, and the insecurity of the wicked, of the ratchet, ye kufu, ita fanta. Superscription, ye Dawit mezmor, ye Dawit of David, a mezmor, a chant, an intonation. So here in the HSV, Haile Selassie version, side by side with the KJV, we ride up. Mesma'ab, Wulit, Memphis Kedus, Mezmore Dawit, Selassie Sabat, Ye Dawita, Mezmor. Be Kufuot Lai Atikna, Ametana, Bemia Dergu Lai Atikna. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Be kufuot shalai atikna, amet anim bemi adargulai atikna, inda sarafet noa yidarak aluna, inda lemelame kitalima yirekfaluna. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass. In the Sara Fetno Yidartaluna, and wither as the green herb. In the Lemelame Kitalim Yerekfaluna. Be Egaziari Hera Tamen, Melkamenima Adrig, Be Midrima Tekemeta Tamnehima Tesamara. Trust in Egaziariher, the sustainer of the good, the generous Av. Be Egaziariher Tamen. And do good, Melkam Menim Adrig. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou, the eye, shalt be fed. The Midrima Tekemet, Tamnehim Tesemara, Tamnehim Tesemara. Delight thyself, thyself also in the sustainer, the good, the generous, and he shall give thee, I, the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way to Egziavihar, the sustainer of the good, the generous Ab, Father. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Men geddehinna le Egziavihar adarasit, be arsuma tamen, arsuma yadarig lehal. Commit thy way to Egziavihar, sustainer to Yahweh. Men geddehinna le Egziavihar adarasit, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Arsum yadarig lhal, sidkehin in the brahana, fardinim in the katera yametal, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light. Sidkehin in the brahan, and thy judgment, fardinim, as the noonday in the Kateria metal. Le Egziavihir Tegeza, Tesfama Drgo, Men Gedimma Bek Enach Letina, Timetina Bemia Derigaso Atikina. Rest, rest in Egziavihir, the sustainer, the good, the generous Father, and wait patiently for him. Le Egziavihir Tegeza, Tesafama Drago, fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked, ratchet devices to pass. Men Gedim Bek Enach Letina Temetina Bamiyadariga Soatikina Kokuta Rak Meotinima Tau. In data bedilla tikana, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Kakuta rak, cease from anger. Kakuta rak, cease from anger. Kakuta rak, cease from anger. Me atinim matou, forsake wrath. Me atinim tou, forsake, leave wrath. Me atinim tou, kakut araka. Me atinim matou, and data bedilla atikina. Fret not, atikina. Fret not. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. And data bedilla atikina. Kufu adragi wocha yitafaluna, egaziavi herina tesa yemiyadargu again, and arusu midrina yuarsalu. For evil doers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon egaziavi her, sustainer of the good, the generous Father, the generous Av, they shall inherit the earth. Kufu adragi wocha yitafaluna. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. Gena tikit achat yatenya minorim. Tefelgewale bota winem atagenyim. Garrocha gin midrina yuarsalu. Garrocha gin midrin yuarsalu. Bebuzuma salama desilachua. But the meek shall inherit the earth. The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just. Plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. Exiavihir sustainer shall laugh at him. Exiavihir yisika vetal. For he seeth that his day is coming. Kenu in the midarisaya toalina. Khatyatenyo chasefacho wina mezezu. Kesatachu winema getteru. Dehawina chigrenyawina yitluzen. Libek enochnema yuaguzen. The wicked, the ratchet, have drawn out the sword. And have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, sefacho or lebacho yigba, and their bows shall be broken, kestacho wema yisbar, yisbar. Let's adik ayalo tikita kabizuka khatya tenyo chahapta ye beltal. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. Let's adik yalo tikit kabizu kachati atenyo chhapti beltal. Yeah, hat ana kinda tisabralechina. Egziavi hergina sadik anina ye degafachual. For the arms of the wicked, the ratchet, shall be broken. Yechat ana kinda tisabralechina. But Egziavi her sustainer upholdeth the righteous. Egziavi hergin sadik anina ye degafachual. Yeah, Nitsuhanin na menged Egziavi yaukal. Ristachuim lezalalemno. Exiavi here, the sustainer, knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever, forever. Yeah, Nitsuhanin na menged Egziavi her yaukal. Ristachuim lezalalemno. Bekufua zemenim ma yafru. Beraba zemenim yitegbalu. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. The kufuwa zeminim mayafrum. And in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. The rab zeminim yitegbalu. Chitana gina yitefalu. Yeg ziavi hertelatoch. Be kabruna kefkefa balugize. In the tisa yitefalu. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of Egziari, her sustainer, the good, the generous, our father, shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. Hat yatenya ye bedderal, aya kafulimim, sadik agin yirara la yisat alim. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again. Hat yatenya ye bedderal, aya kafulimim. But the righteous sheweth mercy and giveth. Sadik agin yirara la yisat alim. Arsun yamiya barukuta midrina yuarsaluna yamiya regomuta gin yitafalu. For such as the blessed of him shall inherit the earth. Arsun yamiya barukut midrin yuarsaluna. And they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. Yamiya regomuta gin yitafalu. Yeso atahe, kxiavye zena yisena. The steps of a good man are ordered by a gziavir sustainer. Yesoa kahit ka gziavir zena yisenan, and he delighteth in his way. Menaget dunema yuwededan. Bia wedukim le dinagat ayat alim. Gziavir rizuna yizo yedegafwalina. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Be a word kim le dinagateya ait alim, for Egziavihara sustainer upholdeth him with his hand. Egziavihara ijuna yuzo yidegafawalina. Walemesuhu arejuhum. Sarika siat al zarumehilla siya lemin alayahum. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Hul gizei rara la ya bedirmal, zaruma bebereketa inoral. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Hul gizei rara la ya bedirmal, zarum bebereketa inoral. Kakufu shesh melkaminim adrig, lezalalimim atinoral. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore, forevermore. Kokufu shash melkaminim adrig lezalalimim atinoral. Egziabi herafarduna yuwededalna. Kidusanema yitalachuna. Lezalalemema yitabakachual. Le nisuahanema yebekalachual. Yehataan zargina yitafal. For Gziarihar, the sustainer, the good, the generous Abba Father, loveth judgment. Egziarihara farduna yuwededalina, and forsaketh not his saints. Kedusanunema yitalacha wimina. They are preserved forever. They are preserved forever. Lezalalemema yitabkachual, lenitsuhanema yibekalachual, yehatian zergin yitefan. But the seed of the wicked, of the ratchet, shall be cut off. Sarikana midrina yiwersalu, ba'erswama lezalalem yinoralu. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever, forever. Sarikana midrin yiwersalu, ba'erswama lezalalem yinoralu. Ye sarika afat bebina yasatemral, andebetuma ferdina yinagral. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom. Ye sarik af tibebina yastemral. And his tongue talketh of judgment, and the betuma ferdina yinagral. Yam laku hig belubuistna, be rima jawima yisenakalim. Aisenakalim. Yam laku hig belubuistna, be rima jawima aisenakalim. The law of his source, Yamlaku Hig, is in his heart, Belibuistna. None of his steps shall slide. Be rima jawima ayasenakalim. Hatyatenya sarikuna yi melekatawal. Liya gedla wima yi weddal. The wicked watcheth the righteous. Hatyatenya sarikuna yi melekatawal. And seeketh to slay him. Li gedla wima yi wedidal. Egziavi hergin. Beiju ayatawum. Bete faredawum gizeya ayashinafawim. Egziavi will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Exiari hergin ve iju ayetawun. Betefaradawun gizeya shenna fawun. Exiari herin dej tena. Mengedu nemat adik. Midrinema tewarisa zen. Kef kef yadarigahal. Khat yatenyo chima siya tafuwa tayale. Wait on Exiavirin Dejitena and keep his way, Mengedunema Tedik, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. Midrinema tewarisa zen. Kef kef yadarigahal. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. Chat yaten yo chima siya tafu tayale. Chat an kaf kaf belo inda libano zigbam lemal mo ayahut. I have seen the wicked, the righteous, in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Chatan kaf kaf below in the Libanos zigbam alem lemo ayahut. Bea melessa gin atahut, afeleguhut, abota unem alagenyahum. Yet he passed away, and lo, look, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Bea melessa gin atahut, afeleguhut, abota unem alagenyahum. Kinetin at evic. Mark the perfect man. And behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. Bedelenyo cha beandinet itefal, yechati atenyo kreta itefal. But the transgressors shall be destroyed, downstroyed together. Bedelenyo cha beandinet itefal, the end of the wicked shall be cut off. Yechati atenyo kreta itefal. Yes, arikana medachanitacho ka egziari herzenno. Bemekracho wimgize metegiacho arsunno. But the salvation of the righteous is of egziaviher, the sustainer of the good, the generous Ab Father. Yes, arikana medachanitacho ka egziari herzenno. Bemekracho wimgize metegiacho arsunno. He is their strength in time, in the hour of trouble. Egziari her yeredachual, yadnachualim. Kachat yatenyo chima ija yawetachual, yadnachual. Barsuwa tamanawalina. Egziari her, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, shall help them and deliver. And deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked, from the ratchet, and save them. Because they trusted in him.
Selassie is our master, yeah, for the enemies are confounded. Rastafari, right, power overthrow them, yeah. Let them senses shut up. Of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and the rebel exhibit massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Hi, and I am a teacher. Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashme, Ethiopia Menash. You know? But we want the next verse with Amarik. But we want the next verse with Amarik. In the line, because we want a song for each that men gets to realize that people out here know what are going on. You know, because we want to ask them if we want to sell out the black people to the Russians. Then he will fight against America. So, you know. But His Majesty will never join America nor Russia. Although he look closer to America because so much black people in America. So he must closer to America because he's having people. You know. Just as easy as that. So people still searching for this truth here. Which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Apologies there, bro. Apologies, brothers and sisters. Apologies right there. I was talking and then the mic was off right there. But here, and Degana. As Gena again, like again, to say again, Indegena. So here, Indegena, today's daily psalm, Psalm 37, Royal Rastafari Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews here, chanted by Abraham Tebude from the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, the Book of the Seven Seals, dubwise George Nooks on the George Nooks. Fret not thyself, rhythm. Here it is.
Worry not, you say.
Mazmur 36. Bakanif 37. Yedawit Mazmur. Bakufo chilayat tikana. Amet anim bemyadir gulayat tikana. እንደ ሳር ፈጥነው ይደርቃሉና እንደ ለመለመ ቅጠልም ይረግፋሉና በእግዚአብሔር ታመን መልካምንም አድርግ በምድርም ተቀመጥ ታምነህም ተሰማራ በእግዚአብሔር ደስ ሲበል የልብህንም መሻት ይፈጣል መንገድህን ለእግዚአብሔር አደራ ስጥ በእርሱም ታመን እርሱም ያደርግልሃል ጽድቅህን እንደ ብርሃን ፍርድህንም እንደ ቀትር ያመጣል ለእግዚአብሔር ተገዛ ተስፋም አድርገው መንገድም በቀናችለትና ጥመትን በሚያደርግ ሰው አትቅና ከቁጣ ራቅ መዓትንም ተው እንዳትበድል አትቅና ክፉ አድራጊዎች ይጠፋሉና እግዚአብሔርን ተስፋ የሚያደርጉ ግን እነርሱ ምድርን ይወርሳሉ ገና ጥቂት ኃጢአተኛም አይኖርም ትፈልገዋለህ ቦታውንም አታገኝም ገሮች ግን ምድርን ይወርሳሉ በብዙም ሰላም ደስ ይላቸዋል ኃጢአተኛ ጻድቁን ይመለካከተዋል እርሱንም በእርሱ ላይ ያንገጫግጫ እግዚአብሔር ይስቅበታል ቀኑ እንደሚደርስ አይቷልና ኃጢአተኞች ሰይፋቸውን መዘዙ ቀስታቸውንም ገጠሩ ድሃውንና ችግረኛውን ይጥሉ ዘንድ ልበቅኖችንም ይወጉ ዘንድ ሰይፋቸው ወደ ልባቸው ይግባ ቀስታቸውም ይሰበር ለጻድቅ ያለው ጥቂት ከብዙ ከኃጢአተኞች ሀብት ይበልጣል የኃጥአን ክንድ ትሰበራለችና እግዚአብሔር ግን ጻድቃንን ይደግፋቸዋል የንጹሐንን መንገድ እግዚአብሔር ያውቃል ርስታቸውም ለዘላለም ነው በክፉ ዘመንም አያፍሩም በራብ ዘመንም ይጠግባሉ ኃጥአን ግን ይጠፋሉ የእግዚአብሔር ጠላቶች በከበሩና ከፍ ከፍ ባሉ ጊዜ እንደ ጢስ ይጠፋሉ ኃጢአተኛ ይበደራል አይከፍልም ጻድቅ ግን ይራራል ይሰጣልም እርሱን የሚባርኩት ምድርን ይወርሳሉና የሚረግሙት ግን ይጠፋሉ። የሰው አካሄድ ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ ይጠናል፣ መንገዱንም ይወዳል። ቢወድቅም ለድንጋጤ አይጣልም፣ እግዚአብሔር እጁን ይዞ ይደግፈዋልና። ጎለመስ አረጀሁም ጻድቅ ሲጣል ዘሩም ምህል ሲለምን አላየሁም። ሁልጊዜ ይራራል ያበድርማል፣ ዘሩም በበረከት ይኖራል። ከክፉ ሽሽ መልካምንም አድርግ ለዘላለምም ትኖራለህ። እግዚአብሔር ፍርድን ይወዳልና ቅዱሳኑንም አይጥላቸውምና ለዘላለምም ይጠብቃቸዋል፣ ለንጹሃንም ይበቀልላቸዋል። የኃጥአን ዘር ግን ይጠፋል። ጻድቃን ምድርን ይወርሳሉ፣ በእርሷም ለዘላለም ይኖራሉ። የጻድቃን አፍ ጥበብን ያስተምራል፣ አንደበቱም ፍርድን ይናገራል። የአምላኩ ሕግ በልቡ ውስጥ ነው፣ በእርምጃውም አይሰናከልም። ኃጢአተኛ ጻድቁን ይመለከተዋል፣ ሊገድለውም ይወዳል። እግዚአብሔር ግን በእጁ አይተወውም፣ በተፋረደውም ጊዜ አያሸንፈውም። እግዚአብሔርን ደጅ ጥና፣ መንገዱንም ጠብቅ፣ ምድርም ትወርስ ዘንድ ከፍ ከፍ ያደርግሃል። ኃጢአተኞችም ሲጠፉ ታያለህ። ኃጥን ከፍ ከፍ ብሎ እንደ ሊባኖስ ዝግባም ለምልሞ አየሁት፣ ብመለስ ግን አጣሁ፣ ፈለግሁት ቦታውንም አላገኘሁ። ቅንነትን ጠብቅ ጽድቅንም እይ፣ ለሰላም ሰው ቅሬታ አለውና። በደለኞች በአንድነት ይጠፋሉ፣ የኃጢአተኞች ቅሬታ ይጠፋል። የጻድቃን መድኃኒታቸው ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ ነው፣ በመከራቸውም ጊዜ መጠጊያቸው እርሱ ነው። እግዚአብሔር ይረዳቸዋል ያድናቸዋልም፣ ከኃጢአተኞችም እጅ ያወጣቸዋል ያድናቸዋልም፣ በእርሱ ታምነዋልና።
There, 40 Amharic bars from the King of Kings Bible right there. Abraham Chapel, the native speaker right there. They're gonna write up a little Hebrew right here. Yes, I. Psalm 37.
Everything takes time. fatala warasha ta
ha ha ha. So here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Malkiah Tzedek, Melchizedek, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Zayin, Lamed Zayin, Lamed Zayin. Psalm 37, here, Le David, Ala Titahar, Ba Mi'ra'im, Ala Tikane, Be Osei Aula, Be Osei Avla, Be Osei Aula.
Fret not.
Here, of David. Lit David, of David. Now, just a little note here. In the KJV, italicized, you find a psalm. So wherever you find the italicization, Habarim, fellow disciples, Talmudim, fellow disciples and associates, when you find the italicization in the KJV, what does that mean, Habarim? It means those words don't appear there in the original, in the Meseretawi Kwankwa, in the Ebraist, as the Imperial Majesty says, from the foundational Meseretawi Kwankwa, ka Meseretawi Kwankwa, ka Ebraist. Ebraist in the Royal Amharic Hebrew. So here going to the foundational language, according to the teaching of His Majesty Kadamawi Haile Selassie, here going to the Hebrew, today's daily psalm, Midrash, a study, Midrash, on Psalm 37, Mizmor Lamed Zayin, Lamed Zayin, of David, Le David, fret not thyself because of evil doers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Hear. First verse, Psalm 37, Mizmor Lamed Zayin. Lit David, Ala Titahar Ba Mi'ra'im, Ala Tikane Be Ose Aula. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Ala Titahar, fret not. Al Titahar. Fret thyself. Al titachar ba mi'ra'im, the evil doers on the rara ba mi'ra'im. Al titachar ba mi'ra'im. Fret not thyself because of evil doers. Neither be thou envious. Al tikane. Don't be envious. Be ose aula. Be ose avla, be ose aula, against the workers of aula, avla in the modern Hebrew, be pronounced as be ose avla, in the ancient Hebrew, be ose aula, workers of iniquity, be not thou envious against them that work unrighteousness, be ose, the doers of aula, of avla, workers of iniquity. Now, these words are to be considered in the light of the verse, even the verse from the Mishle Shlomo, from the Proverbs of Mashal, Proverbs chapter 23, verse 17. Let not thy heart envy sinners. Make not thy heart envy uckers. Al yikane libeka ba chataim. Make not thy heart envy sinners, envy uckers. Ala yikane libeka ba chataim. Of whom should you be envious? Only of those who have the fear of Jehovah, of he who be who he be all the day. Ki im v'yiratio kol hayom. But be in fear, in reverence, in respect. V'yirat yo. V'yirat, have respect of Jehovah all the day. Ki im v'yiratio kol hayom. Do not envy the wicked, the rasha, the rishaim. Do not envy the wicked, the ratchet. It is nothing. It is nothing, no thing at all. It is nothing at all. How much oil is in it? An eighth? At most a fourth of a log. Log. And here, a Midrash note on log, where it says, how much oil is in it? An eighth? at most a fourth of a log, a log. What is a log? Here, the Midrash note here on log refers us to the 16th note to Psalm 23. So here we look at Psalm 23 in the Midrash, Psalm 23, and the 16th, looking at for the 16th note, we find the 16th note. And what is to be the measure of David's cup? What is to be the measure of Dawid's chalice in the Olam Haba, in the world to come? According to Rab, it is to be 221 logs, 221 logs. So log right here in the Midrash note, the 16th note here to Psalm 23. One log or log is a liquid measure that's equal to the contents of the space occupied by six eggs. So a log is a liquid measure that's equal to the contents of the space occupied by six eggs. Ani lechozer, I repeat, do not envy the lamp of the wicked. It is nothing at all. How much oil is in it? An eighth, at most a fourth of a log. But the lamp has no afterglow. When the oil is consumed, the lamp goes out at once. As it is said even in the Mashal, Proverbs, the Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs chapter 24, verse 20, the evil man will have no future. The lamp of the wicked shall be put out. Ki lo tihye achrita lara'a ner rishayim yidach. For there will be no future to the evil man. Ki lo tihye achrit lara'a. The lamp of the wicked, of the ratchet ones, ner rishayim, shall be put out. Yidak, 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 yidak. Lo tihye achrit la ra'a. Ner rishayim, yidak, 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 yidak. Ki lo tihye achrit la ra'a. Ner rishayim, yidak, yidak, yidak. And here just a note in the Hebraic, in the Hebrew. In the Hebraic sense, the wicked in the legal sense, wicked, righteous, the wicked is the guilty, and the righteous be the innocent. As concerning the verse, future, acharit, acharit, has a sense of the last or that which comes after, acharit, speaking of the wicked, his end will come suddenly, and his lamp near, the near of the risha'im, of the ratchet ones, yid'ak. Yidak, yidak, will be put out. Hence, here, Dawid, David said, neither be thou envious of the workers of iniquity. Alate ane, be'ose avla, be'ose avla, neither be thou envious against them that work unrighteousness. Al tikane be'ose aula. And here, Midrash note here, so the P.E., the print edition, the E.T., the edited text, it quotes here, the Mishle Shlomo, the Mashal, the Proverbs, Proverbs 23, verse 17a. Al yikane libeka ba'chatai. Make not thy heart envy sinners. Al yikane libeka. Rather, be envious of that lamp that will never go out and whose light will never fail. What lamp is that? The one spoken of in the words, the commandment is a lamp and the law is light. Hear, Mishle Shlomo, the Mashal, Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23. The lamp, the commandment is a lamp. The commandment is a lamp, and the law, ha-Torah, the Torah, is light. Ki ner mitzvah with Torah, or for the commandment is a lamp. Ki ner mitzvah, and the teaching with Torah, and the law, the teaching with Torah, or, and the teaching and Torah is or, is light. Ki ner mitzvah with Torah or al kein. Therefore, Selezi, in saying, be not the rival of sinners in the Mashal, in the Proverbs, Mishlei Shlomo, in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 17a. Be not the rival of sinners, of uckers. And here, Mishlei Shlomo, Proverbs 23, first part of the verse, verse 17. Al yikane libeka ba chatayi. And be not, it says, let not thy heart envy sinners. Here we have, be not the rival, be not the rival. Al yikane, al yikane, al yikane. Ba chataim, of sinners, of uckers. Here, Midrash note, in this comment right here, we have the word kane, kane, kane. Kane, Hebraically, may mean either rival, al yikane, kane, rival or envy. Here. And make not thy heart rival sinners, or make not thy heart envy sinners. Al yikane libeka ba chataim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He meant, be my rival. If it were not for such rivalry, the world could not endure. For no man would take a woman to wife, to Isha, nor build a house, if Abraham had not sought to rival Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, he would not have become possessor of heaven and earth. And here, a Midrash note, in this comment, Bereshit, Genesis chapter 14, verse 19 is read, blessed by God Most High be Abraham, possessor of heaven and earth. And here, Bereshit, Genesis, chapter 14, the full of full, verse 19. Vayabarkehu, vayomar, Baruch Avram, le'el elyon, kone shamayim va'aretz. Here, in the traditional translation, and he blessed him, vayabarkehu, and said, vayomar, blessed be Avram of God Most High, Baruch Avram Le'el Elyon, maker of heaven and earth, or Hebraically, possessor of heaven and earth, Koneh Shamayim Wa'aretz. Vayibarkehu Vayomar, Baruch Avram Le'el Elyon, Koneh Shamayim Wa'aretz. That can also be read as blessed by El Elyon, by El Most High, El Elyon, be Avram, possessor of heaven and earth, Kone Shamayim Wa'aretz. Refer to the Genesis Rabbah 43 and 17. When did Abraham seek to rival Ha'el, the true good Ha'el, Ha'elohim? When he said to Malachi Tzedek, Melchizedek, on account of what righteous act didst thou and thy kin come forth alive from the ark? And here, Midrash notes, in rabbinic literature, the name Malachi Tzedek, Melchizedek, is taken to be another name for Shem, the son of Noah, of Noah. Refer to the Midrash on Psalm 76.3, the third note on Psalm 76, and another Midrash note, here, so reads the P.E., the printed edition, on account of what righteous act didst thou and thy kin come forth alive from the ark? The E.T., the edited text, it reads, didst thou come forth alive? And Malachi Tzedek, Melchizedek answered, because of the alms that I gave in the ark. Abraham asked, what occasion did you have for giving alms in the ark? Were there poor people there? Were not only Noah, Noah and his sons there? To whom did you give alms? Malachi Tzedek, Melchizedek replied, I gave alms to the cattle, to the beasts, and to the birds. We, I and I, did not sleep, because all night we, I and I, were setting food before this one and before that one. Thereupon, Abraham reflected, had they not given alms to the cattle, to the beasts, and to the birds, Noah and his sons would not have come forth alive from the ark, from Hateva. It was only because they gave alms that they came forth from it alive. Therefore, Al King, if I give alms to the sons of men, how much greater the deed? At once, Abraham planted an eshel in Beersheba. That is, he gave food, drink, and escort to all the sons of men. And here, Midrash, note on the eshel, the Hebrew word eshel, tamarisk tree, referred to Bereshith, Genesis chapter 21, verse 33. Vayita eshel, biya ve'ereshava, vayayikara sham, bishem yo'el olam. And Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba. Vayita eshel, biya ve'ereshava. And called there on the name of the Lord, on the name of He who be, who He be, the everlasting God, the everlasting true good. Vayikra sham b'shem Yo'el olam. Midrash note, the eshel, the tamarisk tree, is taken here as an acrostic, a Hebrew or Hebraic acrostic for akila, food, Shatiya, drink, and Luiya, escort. Here. The Eshel is taken as a Hebrew acrostic, meaning first letter of each word, the Aleph, the Sheen, and the Lamed of Eshel, is taken as a Hebrew acrostic for Akila, food, Shatiya, drink, and Luiya, escort. Note also that Eshel, it consists of the same consonants as she'el, sha'al, to ask. And so when Solomon said, according to Ecclesiastes, Kohelet the preacher, Ecclesiastes 4:4, again, I consider all labor and all excelling in work, when it is merely man's rivalry with his neighbor, it is vanity and striving after wind. Ve'aiti ani et kol amala ve'et kol ki asharona hamaise ki hi kinata isha meyareihu gam ze hevel uar utaruach. Again, I considered ve'aiti ani. And I considered, Ve'aiti ani et kol amal. And again, I saw all labor et kol amal, and all excelling in work, Ve'et kol kishron ha'ma'iseh. For it is a man's rivalry with his neighbor. Ki hi kina'ata isha me ra'ayhu. Also this is vanity. Gam ze hebel. Also this vanity. Gam ze hebel. And a striving after wind. O re'ot ruach. Ve'raiti ani et kol amal ve'et kol kishrona hama'iseh ki hi akinat isha me'ra'ayhu gam ze hebel or uta ruach. Here, Kohelet, the preacher, called Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verse 4. This section, verses 4 to 6, the evil of rivalry, or the evil of envy. Again, I considered, ve'raiti ani, literally, and I saw.
Once more, he and I meditates upon the worth of human labor. Of human labor. Again, I saw all labor and all excelling in work, all excelling in walk. We raiti ani et kol amal. We et kol kishrona hamaisei. Excelling. Excelling in work. Kishron. Kishron, kishron. The Hebrew word is the same as skill, also found in chapter 2, verse 21. And in this passage, it signifies the sincerity and application that a man devotes to his task to make a success of it. A man's rivalry with his neighbor. A man's rivalry. Ki, he, kinat ish me ra'ehu. For she, ki, he, kinat. Rivalry, ish, man. Kinat ish, man's rivalry, me ra'ehu, with his ra'ehu, with his neighbor. Or more literally, from jealousy of one toward the other. From jealousy of one toward the other. Kinat ish me ra'ehu. The incentive to walk, the incentive to work, is not the accomplishment of something worth doing, but the desire to outdo one's fellow man. Thereby, life becomes a competition instead of mutual cooperation. It is curious to find how very modern this conception is. It would make a splendid motto, some say, for a socialist address against the evils of competition, some say. But Solomon, Shlomo, saying, again, I considered all labor and all excelling in work. When it is merely man's rivalry with his neighbor, it is vanity and striving after wind. When it is merely man's rivalry with his neighbor, it is vanity and striving after wind. He meant, be not the rival of sinners, of uckers. Al yikane.
Yes. First part of the Midrash right here, brothers and sisters. Give thanks. Gonna seal up here with Fret Not Yourself, Kelly Ranks, aka Rasta Kelly. And strap reggae right here. Praise be. Kedemah al-Salasi Mesken Vishem Yeshua HaMoshiach.
Kedemah we. Great night, night.
Y'all let the evil them to cool away in a car. Kedemah we. Yeshua Yahweh Baba Janai.
meditation, give thanks to the Most High Father, and everything will be much better. Fret not thyself. Oh yeah.